Today's daf is daf Chav Tes. Today's daf is being sponsored by Dr. Eli Fein from Atlanta for some occasion, some family occasion, he said. So we are on the bottom of Chav Ches Amin Beis. We were talking about yesterday the difference between the sun rays versus the moon rays, and the Gemara explained how the timur of the Chama is mafziat, kind of disperses, while the timur of the Levana is a very straight line. So the Gemara says, go four lines up. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Yom HaMu'unan Haya, Umavti Lakan Lakan was talking about why they made the confusion, how they were able to shecht before and they thought the sun was there. It wasn't really the sun, it was the moon, but they're very different. And the Gemara says because it was a cloudy day, the moon was being dispersed by the clouds. It gave the appearance as if it was the sun. So on that, Amar Papa, Shema Mina Yoma De'eva Kula Shimsha. When it's a cloudy day, we view the whole day as being sunny, which is counterintuitive. You imagine the clouds there, it's blocking the sun, but actually the clouds allow the sun rays to break up even further and cover more ground than it normally would, explains the Gemara. And then if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says around halfway down the Rashi is Yoma De'eva Kula Shimsha, Afilu b'makom tzel, even where the shade, shechama bokas b'chol makom, the sun's able to break through the clouds everywhere. Ve'ena yotze derech chalon keneged chalonos, it doesn't go through the open areas only. She'avim omdim b'faneh, the clouds are standing in front of the sun. V'mispashtes mispashetes rather aleim, it kind of disperses the sun. U'bokas b'chol pitzuk sheben, and it brings the sun everywhere, even where it's shade. The Gemara then says, "L'mayin afkamina, who cares? What's the Gemara telling us that's relevant to us?" So the Gemara says, "L'shtuchei aros, if a person wants to tan their leather, they want to put their leather out to have it dry. So on a cloudy day, you would think, oh, it's not going to be a good day to dry. But the Gemara is telling us it is a good day to dry because the sun's going to be dispersed everywhere, even though it might be cloudy. Inami, alternatively, the Gemara says another nafkamina would be, L'chedarish rava, rava darshind isha lo tilosh lo b'chama lo b'chami chama. A woman should not need, when it comes to making her matzahs, she should not need in the sun, the chama, or chami chama, which is hot water, because that's going to cause it to turn to chamit. So if it's a cloudy day, it means everywhere, even where it's the shade, that's going to be problematic as well to need in the shade. So Gemara then says, Amar of Nachman, so now what we talked about, the cloud has the ability to disperse the sun in such a way. The Gemara has a series of interesting statements relating to this topic. So Amar of Nachman, says, last line of the Amar now, Zuhuma deshimsha kashi mishimsha. The Zuhuma, the heat of the cloudy days, is actually greater than the actual sun itself. So a cloudy day is a hotter, warmer, harder than that of a sunny day, interestingly. So Gemara says, V'simanach, the simon is, the nemanach, remember, this is a dana dechala. What's dana dechala? So Rashi explains here, dana dechala, shepia sasam yafe, you have a jug of water of some sort that's closed very nicely, shelo yatza recha v'yichlosh, so you don't allow any of the smell, any of the potency to leave, you want it to remain strong. Uchsha'ata nokev nekav katan, when you poke a tiny hole in the sealed jar, the sealed jug, yote sham reach chazak ma'od, a very strong, potent smell comes out from that tiny hole. Kach yom hamu'unan mitoch shechama mechusa, because since the clouds are covering the sun, v'chom shla kovush, so the sun, the heat, is actually being held in the clouds, no keves b'kach derech nekav oven, so when there's a little hole in the cloud, it actually comes out in a very strong way. So I don't know how this works scientifically. Is it really true or not really true? I don't know what to make of this. Either way, the Gemara is telling us that's how the Gemara views this. So then the Gemara says further, shavrirei deshimsha kashu mishimsha. So the Rashi explains shavriri is a lashon of sanvarim, when a person becomes blind. So the Rashi explains here shavriri deshimsha sanverim mitargumim shavriri. Blindness is in the Aramaic is shavriri. Shemesh hanokeves bekoach derech nekev ha'avim ketanim. The small little hole, small little gaps in the cloud, and the sun penetrates through that. Hanosin einav keneged hanekev. A person stares at that tiny hole. It's kashim lo. It's actually harder for his eyesight. So if it's a sunny day and there's no clouds, one looks directly at the sun compared to one looking through the tiny hole of a cloud at the sun. The Gemara is telling us it's more challenging. It's going to be more effective of the vision tearing and staring at the tiny hole because it's going to be like a strong little hole than the sun when it's wide open. And then the Gemara says further that so again, shaviri deshimsha, the holes, the cracks of the sun for the blindness of the sun, is kasha mishimsha, it's harder than the sun itself. The simanach, the nemanach, remember for this one, is dilfa going on to daf chavches, which is our daf, chavtes rather, which is our daf. Did I skip a line here? Simanach dilfa, right. If it, let's say a raindrop, Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Simarach Dilfa, Kasha Delaf Hayorid Al Adam, it's harder for the drips, a person's dripping constantly on top of a person, Misha Im Nichnas Agufe Lamaim. The person that brings his body into the water, that doesn't bother him so much. But when it drips on his head constantly, that's going to bother him much more. So too, the cracks of the cloud is going to be more problematic to his vision than the actual sun when it's wide open. So then the Gemara says on the top of Chavtes, this is more of a well-known statement in the Gemara, Hir Hure Avera Kashu Me Avera. Hir Hurim, thoughts of doing an Avera, is it worse than the Avera itself? The Simanach Recha de Bisra, the smell of Basar, is the mnemonic. So if you look at the top Rashi here, Hir Hure Avera Taivas Nashim. When it's a Taiva for Nashim, a man is a Taiva for Nashim, it's Kashim Lahakash is Bizarro. It weakens the body much greater, Migufa Shal Maisa, from the actual Maisa. And the Mepharshim explained because in the Maisa, a person does a Maisa he shouldn't be doing. So when the Maisa is over, it's over. But the Hirurim continue to bother the person, to affect the person, so they are more kasha to the individual than the actual Maisa. And it's similar to the smell of a Basar, says Rashi, Hamariach Basar Tzli, person smells, grilled steak, Kasha Lo Reach Meod Shemis Avalo. It's going to be affecting him so much, he's going to want it and want it and want it, just like the person's Hirurim are going to affect him in a very strong way. Gemara says further, two lines down, Shile de Kaita, Kasha mi Kaita. The end of the summer, Kaita is Kaitz, the end of the summer is worse than the actual summer itself. Why? Because after a full summer, the heat builds up. By the end of the summer, the heat has built up so much, so it's going to be very hard for a person. The person is going to be very exhausted and a week from all the heat. And the simanach for that is tanura shagira, which Rashi explains here. When a person fires up an oven multiple times, by the end of the day, the oven's really, really hot. So to the end of the summer. So then the Gemara says, ishta the sitvasa. Sitva is stav, it's fall, the winter time. The fever in the fall is kasha midikaita, is worse than the fever in the summer. Why? Because in the fall, the understanding Rashi explains here, when it's cold out, for you to get a fever, the difference of degrees is much greater, so that means that the fever is much more powerful. But in the summer, when the temperature is higher, so to get to that fever is not as great as a gap. Again, I don't know how that works scientifically and medically, but that's what Rashi explains. And the simanach to remember this is tanura krira, a cold oven. It's much harder to fire up a cold oven than it is to fire up a warm oven. And finally, the last one on these series of statements, migmar batikasa kasha michadasa. It's much harder, Rashi says, to remember to learn something that you once learned before Atika, and then you forgot. It's much harder to relearn that than it is to learn something brand new. It's easier to learn something brand new than to remember something that you forgot. The mnemonic to this is Tina Bartina. If a person wants to mix cement of some sort, using used cement is harder to make cement than it is to use fresh, unused cement. So these are a series of statements. Again, I don't know what to make with all this. I'm sure there's a lot of depth in the machshava of these concepts, but this is the end of that these series of statements. So Gemara now says, six lines down, Amar Rabbi Abohu, my time of the Rebbe. What was the reason for Rebbe? So Rebbe was one who told us that the sun, when the sun comes, it splits. As opposed to the moon goes in a straight line. So this is interesting. We find wherever, you don't really need a pasuk. We know. Take a look at the sun and the moon. The moon is a straight line, and the sunlight spreads. But nonetheless, throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara wants to know something scientifically, they don't just say, oh, just look outside. They always want to find a pasuk. There's a pasuk that proves everything in science. So the Gemara explains, my time with the Rebbe. What's his reason? What's the basis? Where do we find the pasuk that teaches us that the sun rays disperses? So Gemara says, Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, Lam Natzech al Yelas HaShachar. Lam Natzech al Yelas HaShachar, so ma ayala, zu karneha, ayala, a ram of some sort. It's karneha, it's horned, mafzilos lakan. It, they branch out into many different pieces, like a tree. So then, so too, af shachar ze, mafzil lakan, ulakan. So too, the sun, the shachar of the sun, also disperses like the horns of ayalas. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lama Nimshla Esther La Ayala. So what was the reason why that Esther is compared to Ayala, to this type of ram? Lomilcha, to tell me, my Ayala Rachmat Tsar V'chaviv Al Baila, Kol Shav V'shav, just like Ayala, the ram, the rechem, is Tsar, and it's Chaviv the Baila, so the Baila, Kol Shav V'shav Kishav Rishon, it's as if the wedding night. So af Esther, so to Esther, ha'isa chaviva achashverosh, so to Esther was, so chaviv ta achashverosh, kol shavasha, kishavishon, like the first time they were with each other. So then the Gemara says on this topic of Esther. So Amar Rabbi Asi, Lama Nimshla Esther L'Shachar. In what way is Esther compared to the Shachar, to the morning? Lo Melacha, to tell us, Ma Shachar Sof Kol HaLayla. So just like the Shachar, the morning is really the end of the night. So Af Esther Sof Kol HaNisim. Esther was the end of all the miracles. After Esther, there are no more miracles anymore. At least no more Nisim Gluim. So Va'ika Chanukah. But Chanukah took place after Esther, and that was certainly a nace. So the Gemara says, what it means to say, Nidna l'kaseva kamrinim. After Esther, never did they really allow to record any type of nisim. Chanukah was certainly a nes nigla, but we didn't record it. It wasn't written down anywhere. Esther was written down in Megillas Esther, so Esther was the final nes that was a nidna l'kasev. So the Gemara says, this only makes sense, hanich l'man damar Esther nidna l'kasev. If you remember the Gemara's Megillah, there's a machlokas whether or not we were allowed to write Esther. Esther had this whole debate with Chachamim until she finally found the source, and the Chachamim were modim to her that they could actually write down Megillas Esther. But that, so this makes sense if you hold that Esther needs not likasev. El leman damer Esther lo nidna likasev. The one who holds that there is no permission, you are not allowed to write down the stories of Megillas Esther. My ikla meimar. In what way can we compare Esther to Shachar? So Gemara says, Mokim lak Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Damer Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lama nimshla tfilasam shel tzadikim kayeles. In what way is the tefillas of the tzaddikim, the tefillas of Esther, in what way is that compared to Ayelet? Because Shachar is also Lashon of Shachar. Before, we learned the word Shachar to mean the morning, when the sun rises. Now we mean that we're taking the word Shachar to mean Shachar in terms of tefillah. So we're comparing Esther to the tefillah of the tzaddikim to Ayelet. So in what way? So Gemara says, Lama nimshla tefillasam shel tzaddikim kayeles. Lama l'cha to tell you, ma'ayala zu kozman shemikadelas karnea. Mafsilos, so long as Ayala begins to grow bigger and bigger, the horns get wider and wider and larger and larger. So to Av Tzadikim calls Manshim Marbin Betfila, so much, so long as the Tzadikim begin to daven more and more and more, also Tfilas and Nishmas, the Tfilah is going to be heard more and more. And those are the ways in which the Shachar is compared to an Ayala. So Gemara now says back to our Sugyas in Meseches Yuma. So Shachtas Atamid. So we had the beginning of the Perek here, yesterday's daf, where they shechted the Karban Tamid. So it was too early. And they asked the Gemara, Amos, what are we talking about? When did this happen, where they shechted the Karban Tamid too early? Ilema b'shayim osa shana. If we're talking about just some random year, random day of the year, lo sagya, the lav kohen gadol, it wasn't enough if you didn't have a kohen gadol. In other words, why would you need a kohen gadol to shecht it? If you look in the Mishnah is very strange. It talks about they shechted the kohen gadol, shechted the Karban Tamid too early. So why is the Kohen Gadol shechting Karban Tamid on random day in ER? What's the need for this? So the Gemara says, so it can't be the rest of the year because the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to shecht the Karban Tamid. Ella, it must have been Yom Kippur. It must have been Yom Kippur that this event happened. One day, one Yom Kippur, they shechted the Karban Tamid too early, they realized it was the moon, and they made the mistake to do this all over again. Gemara says, that doesn't make sense either. So the Gemara says, El Yom Kippur Me'or Alavana Mi'ika, is the moon there? So I don't know how exactly the moon and sun works, but apparently the moon is not going to be in the eastern side of the 10th of the month, or won't be as at that point, so how it works. So you will not get confused on Yom Kippur.
Right, the moon at the 15th of the month is exactly the opposite side of the sun. So the 10th is almost the opposite. You can never, so if one is at the east, the moon will never be at the east.
Okay, so if that's the case, and then right. The sun's in the east, you're going to see the moon, it's going to be in the west, they would not have confused the moon on the western side, so this event could not have taken place on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara therefore says, Ella must be Hachi Kamar, Uva Yom HaKippurim Kiyamar. So the way they read it is as follows, Hachi Kamar, Uva Yom HaKippurim, as a separate statement. I mean, this happened once on a random, Tuesday during the year. It wasn't the Kohen Gadol. The person who shechted the Talmud shechted it too early. Period. New statement now. Ubayom HaKippurim, ki amar bark rakai, when they say the sun is up, so then horidu Kohen Gadol beis ha'tefila. But that was a separate statement, not relating to the event of the shechting of the Karban Talmud too early. So Gemara then says, Tani Avua de Rebbe Abin. Lo zu bavad amru. Even though they said this din that they shech the Karban Tamid too early, at night time you have to burn it. Look at Rashi, lo zu bilvad, four lines up. Lo zu bilvad, lo zevech levado, shenishchat belayla amru yusarif. Not only when an animal was shechted at night time do we say burn, to burn it. Ella, back to the Gemara now, ella af milikas ha'of ukmitas mincha belayla tisarif. There's a din, milikas ha'of, the kohen would take his thumb, they had their long thumbnails. And they'd shechted, they kind of cracked the neck of the oaf, They do a malika, that's malika sa'uf. And kamitza was when the kohen would scoop up the flour. So now I always thought when I was younger, when we learned whatever menachos were, so I always thought it was like fine flour. They actually know. They roast the flour. It becomes like a dough. Some's hard, some's soft, depending if it's fried in deep oil or a lower level of oil. But they have to kind of scoop up with three middle fingers, and they have to snap off the top and the bottom. It's not where they rub off flour that's easy. It's actually hard, the Gemara says. It's zu avoda kasha shemimikdash. Imagine taking some flour, fried flour, fried dough, and you try to crack it off with your pinky and your thumb. It's not very easy. Either way, that's kamitza. So if this was done balayla, the malika is done balayla, or the kamitza is done balayla, so these things, it would be possible as well. You have to go out and burn it. Even though the Mishnah only mentions shechita, it's true of malika, it's true of kamitza. Now just to keep in mind, I know Maseches Yuma is a nice little hakdama to kachim. We're not going to get heavily involved in kachim, but just keep in mind that there are four avodas when it comes to shechita, when it comes to the behema, the shechita. There's Kabbalah, there's Halacha, walking it, and there's Rika. Those are four avodas. The Gemara in Zvachim says there are also four avodas when it comes to Menachos as well. There's Kemitza, there's you put it into a Kli, there's Halacha, and then there's also a Zrika of some sort, and also by Malika, there are four avodas when it comes to all four, so the Shechita is equal to the Malika, which is equal to the Kemitza. That's all the same first stage of all those Karbanos. Shechita is to Malika, is to the Kemitza. So if these were done by Laila, it would be possible, and you have to burn it. So Gemara says, I understand Bishma, last line of the Amud here. This all makes sense. Bishma, olas ha'of, ma'ida hava havi. If you do the malika on the oaf, and it was nighttime, I understand you go and burn it. The animal's already dead. You can't bring it back to life. Elakomitz, if you do the kamitza, you scoop up the flour. So why do you have to throw that into the fire? Nehadre v'nehadre v'nik would say. V'yam mama, take the flour that the Kohen picked up, and put it back in the kli of the flour and do it a second time. You didn't mess up that bad. You didn't kill an animal and can't bring it back to life. This is just flour. Put it back into the initial pot and redo the kamitza. So Gemara says, Hu tani le, vu amrla, he explained, kli shares mikachin afilu shlo bizmano. The din is, when you do a kamitza, there's a machlokas whether or not the kohen keeps it in his hand or does he take it and put it into a kli shares. So this Gemara assumes, we'll look at Rashi in just a second, but I'll talk it outside first. He did the kmitza, he put it into a kli sharis. Now this all takes place by Laila. The din is, once you put into a kli sharis, it's makdish that flour as kmitza, even though it's Laila, even though it's the wrong time, and now it is a chalosh shame kmitza, and you can never put it back into the original pile. It's done already. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, top line of Chaf Tesma Beis, last word, he says, kli sharis mikachin shalo bizmano, the kmitza requires a matan kli. You have to put it into a kli after he does the kmitza. You place this into a kli sharis. The chayvin shekidush hakometz bikli l'shem kometz. Since the kometz that was now placed in this vessel has now sanctified that flour to be kmitza, eino chozel yos tevel kemincha shlo nikmata. You cannot rehabilitate it. You cannot put it back in the original pile and remove its chaloshem kometz and call it regular teva, which means untied or uncometz, if you will. It won't, can't go back to the original form. So that's why you're stuck with that. So the concept is kli is mekachin afilu shlo bizmano. It's able to sanctify something even though it's shlo bizmano, but it's going to be kedusha lipasel, not a kedusha lahachsha. So now the Gemara asks on this concept of kli sharis mekachin shalobas manam meisive, three lines down. Zaklal, this is the rule. This is a mission in Maseches Menachos. Kol hakari b'yom kadosh b'yom. Kol hakari b'layla kadosh b'layla. That which has to be done during the daytime can only be sanctified during the daytime. That which has to take place b'layla can only be done, such as Minchas Nesachim Rashi says, that can only be sanctified at nighttime. And kol hakari b'yom b'yom b'layla, that which can be brought whether it's daytime or whether it's nighttime, can be kadosh bein b'yom bein b'layla. So we see from here, however, katani mihas kol akar b'yom kadosh b'yom b'yom in b'layla lo. The klal is that you can only sanctify something during this man when it's right to be nikrav as a karban. But to be makdish something in the wrong time, it can become kadosh. So if kmita must be done during b'yom, how could the Gemara say, but if you did it by Laila, there'd still be Kedusha of Kemitza by Laila? It's not roi to be done by Laila. So the Gemara says, no, very easy. Dilma eino kadosh li karev, aba kadosh li paso. When the Mishnah Menachos says, kol karev bayom kadosh bayom, that means that that which must be brought during the day, like a mincha, like the Kemitza, could only be kadosh li karev bayom. But Balayla, it could still have a Kedusha. If you try to sanctify Balayla, it still will become Kadosh, but be Kadosh Lipasel. He'll have Kedusha, but that Kedusha will be disqualifying Kedusha of some sort. So that's how the Gemara explains. So then the Gemara says further, Meisiv Rebbe Zeira asks the following question, see, there's a lechem, a person puts on the lechem apanim, on the shulchan, ves habazichin, the bazichin, which is the lavona on the sides of the shulchan, acha Shabbos, after Shabbos is over. Now the din is, lechem apanim and bazichin must be placed on Shabbos. But this guy placed it Motzei Shabbos. He placed it Motzei Shabbos, but he made a mistake. The din is, hiktir es habazichin b'Shabbos, puzzle, and he was makir the bazichim on Shabbos, which is the next Shabbos. The way it worked normally was, Shabbos A is when you put up the lechem apanim and bazichim. Shabbos B, 7 days later, is when you're makriv everything, and you eat the lechem apanim. This guy put everything up on Sunday. And that Shabbos later, only 6 days later, it was he makir the bazichim. That's puzzle. That does not allow one to eat the lechem apanim, because it must be on the shulchan for 7 days. This is only on it for 6 days. So that's psulim. So Kate said, yaseh, so what should the guy do? He's got these lechem upon him that are still on the shulchan. He didn't bring the bazichim in the right amount of time. So what's he supposed to do now? So the Gemara says, very simple. Yani chenu l'shabbos haba. Leave it on for another week. So it'll be on the table for 13 days now. Normally it's 7 days. So here in this case, it was first 6 days. That's too short. Leave it on for another 7 days. It'll be there for a total of 13 days, and then you'll eat it that following Shabbos. So the Gemara says, because shafilu omda al shulchan yamin rabim, ein mekachlum. In theory, you could leave a lechem panim for as long as you want. It could be for days, weeks, months, if you want to. That's not a problem at all. So that's the din. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Vamai, tikdosh v'tipaso. Shouldn't we say that if it was on the klisharis at the wrong time, shouldn't be kadosh lobizmano? Meaning, if you look at Rashi, three wide lines down, Rashi says, tikadosh v'tipaso, kevin the klisharis mekadshin shlobizmano, lipaso. Since we learned a klisharis, like a shulchan, is a klisharis, has the ability to sanctify something whereby, even though it's the wrong time, it could still be makdishit, but it's going to be lipasel. So we should say, v'yakadesh ha-shulchan es ha-lechem, we should say that the shulchan sanctifies his lechem upon him, me'echa b'shabbos on the Sunday, lipsol b'sidr shalom b'zmano. It should be pasel now. How can we now rehabilitate it by leaving it for another 7 days? It should already have a kedusha, lipasel. The moment he put it on Sunday, which was shalom b'zmano, that should be a kiddush shalom b'zmano. So Gemara answers, the Amar Rava, man the kamosiv, shaper kamosiv. The guy who asked the question, Rabbi Zeira, he asks very good. Vabu the Rabbi Nasan, nami masisan kamar. Vabu the Rabbi Nasan, however, he also quoted a Mishnah, a Braisa, the Kasavar. So we have to answer this somehow. So how do you reconcile? Where again, one Braisa indicates that there's Kedusha Shlobizmano, it's Kadosh Lipaso, but the Braisa here, by Shulchan says, Kadosh Shlobizmano is not Mekadosh Lipasel. So which one is it? So he answers as follows. This is the difference. So he says, the Avu the Rabbi Abin Nami Masisan Kamar, the Kasavar, Laila Ein Mechusizman, but Yom is Mechusizman. So I'll say this outside, then we'll look at Rashi. If it's, let's say, the day, let's say today's Monday. So Monday is the time you're supposed to bring a carbon. Last night, Sunday night, was only Mechusa Laila. You were just missing a few hours. That's close enough to the right Zman, and therefore we would say Kiddush Lipaso. But if it's a full 24 hours a day or more, that's too far away, we cannot say Kiddush Lipaso. So when you place the Shulchan on Sunday, a week ahead, that's 7 days or 6 days before, that's too far away from the actual Zman, we won't say Kiddush Lipaso. But to do the kmitza an hour before, at nighttime, before the right Zman, which is only a couple hours before, that's close enough to the right Zman, there we would say Kiddush L'Pasel. So Mechus Laila, nighttime, if that's the only thing in the way, just nighttime, waiting for sunrise, that's not Mechus Zman, that creates Kedusha, albeit Kedusha L'Pasel, but it's Kedusha. But the moment there's at least 24 hours, if not more, that's not going to be close enough. That will not create any Kedusha. So as you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, we are five wide lines down in Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rava, hide the kamosiv, shaper kamosiv. The one who asks the question asks very good. Vavu the Rabbi Abin, demosiv la, meaning the one who asks the question, lav shmaitza damaroy amar. He wasn't just quoting amaroyim, the name of the associate, and then just ask a question that amaroyim knocked him out from the brisa. El masisa tani, he was bringing a brisa as well. So you have two contradictory brises. Betrichan anuliyash. We have to answer to lo likshe masisa ba'adadi. We don't want brises contradicting each other. But tartino hach, and this is the answer. Kesaver Tana Davu the Rabbi Abin, Laila Lava Lo Havi Chisaron Zman. Nighttime is not called missing in time. Because by the morning, in just a couple hours, the sun's going to rise, and it's right to be makdish in the klisharis. Hilkach, klisharis mekachin akomet balala. And that's why the kmitza that was done the night beforehand does have a kedusha. Aval yom luchuses man. Davar she'ein zman hayom ad machar. But something that's during the daytime, and it's not roy until the next day, 24 hours later, harehu luchuses man yom shan. That's missing a full day. That's called lacking in time. The kol shekin certainly is there. Shinozmana ad yom hashabbos. Zman likadosh ad yom hashabbos. When it was placed on Sunday and it's on until 6 days later, that certainly is mechus zman and will not create any kedusha. That's the difference. So now the Gemara asks a question. However, so now the suggestion was lechem upon it's placed on Sunday. Leave it until the next Shabbos. So what's going to happen here is kimate beishimshe. Beishimshe is Friday night. Tikdosh vitipasel. Lechem panim is supposed to be on Shabbos morning. That's when he placed it. But this lechem panim was ready the Sunday before. The Gemara says, just leave it. Leave it through Shabbos and to the next Shabbos as well. But the problem is, Friday night comes, and that's the night beforehand. And that has the ability. We said, Laila lavs manu mechuses manu. So if the lechem panim is on the shulchan at nighttime, Friday night, that will kick in the psul. Okay, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, those won't have a psul because that's mechuses man. That's a yom. But Friday night comes, that's a few hours before the morning, that's roy, that's just that should have the ability to create the kedusha lipasa. So Gemara gives two answers how we explain Friday night won't create a kedusha lipasa by the lechem upon him. Number one, the first answer is, Am Ravina shekidem visilka. No, they took it off Friday night, and then they put it back on Shabbos morning. They're able to circumvent it by removing it. That's one suggestion. And the second suggestion, the Gemara says here, Marzucha v'isayim Rav Ashi, Amar, afil tema b'shilo kidem v'silki. Even if they didn't remove it, even if they left the lechem upon him on the shulchan Friday night, kevin shesidru shlo k'mitzvaso, since it was placed at the wrong time on the Sunday, nase kimo shesidru hakof, it's like a monkey had put it on. In other words, the only time we say Laila is a problem of kiddush lipasel if the mice was done that Laila. If it was done Friday night, if a guy put on the lechem panim Friday night, it would have been a problem. But this is put on Sunday. The ma'aseh was done on Sunday, so even though it's still on the shulchan Friday night, the ma'aseh wasn't done Friday night. It's as if a kof, as if a monkey did it, and therefore it was meaningless. Let's just look at Rashi. Rashi says, six lines up, shloka mitzvaso b'chisaron zman, nase kimosha sidura kof shlomi daito, like a monkey did it without any intent, any das. Sharei nista kodim leil Shabbos al shulchan. It was set up on the shulchan way before Friday night. Bishashu mechutz zman, a time that was lacking in zman. Delo dami lekometz. It's not similar to the case of kmitza. Shenikmatz balayla. It was done the night of v'lechem shenistar b'leil Shabbos. If the lechem upon was placed on the Friday night, where bilam mechutz zman. But here, since the ma'aseh was done way beforehand, we don't acknowledge it as being kadosh lipasel. So a bit of a tricky daf. Let's quickly recap. We start off with the interesting Gemara's about, this one's harder than that one, the sun rays, the cloudy day, the Hira Veira, all the heat of the end of the summer, a series of those statements. And then we spoke about in what way was Shachar compared to Ayala, in terms of the sun was dispersing like the rims, and what way is Esther compared to Ayala. So just like Ayala is Rachmat Tsar, so to Esther is Chaviva al-Achashverosh. And then Esther's compared to Shachar in terms of she was the end of the night, just like the Shachar's the end of the night, she was the last of the Nisim. And then Gemara said another pshat was the tefillah of Tzadikim, like that of Esther, the Shachar, is the davening of them, is like the horns of Ayala, which continue to grow and grow. And then the Gemara explained that this ma'aseh of the Shechita of Tzatamid beforehand, before the sun rose, was not Yom Kippur, it was a Stam day. Yom Kippur was a separate topic. And then we discussed that if Shechita is done by Laila, it's possible, you have to burn it. So too from Malika, or Kmitza was done by Laila, you also have to burn it. Why can't you just redo the Kmitza? Because you said since the Kmitza is placed in Klisharis, it's Makdishin also, Shalob Azmana. We asked some questions about this, and we ended up saying it's only, the Klisharis is only Makadshin Shalob Azmana if it was Balaila, well, that's not considered Mechos Azman. But if it's more than a day before the Azman that's Roy, then we would not say that the Klisharis is Makdishin Shalob Azmana. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.